Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perakei Mishnah Tes, Chapter 5, Mishnah 9. This Mishnah is a follow-up on the previous Mishnah. We saw in the previous Mishnah that if a person decides to place his Eruvei Techumen inside of a neighboring city, then according to the opinion of the Chachamim, his Tchum, his 2,000 Amos, that he's able to walk, only starts outside of those city limits. So he can walk in that entire city, even if it's a huge city, and he still has 2,000 Amos outside of that city. But according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, he only has 2,000 amos from the spot that he placed his Erev within the city. So if the city is 1,000 amos, he can only walk 1,000 amos outside of the city. That's the machlokas, the disagreement between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. So this Mishnah continues the dialogue. Amar len Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachamim, Yatem odimli, do you not agree to me, benose neiruvei bama'ara, that if somebody were to put his Erev inside of a cave, that all he has is 2,000 amos from the spot in the cave, and we don't consider the entire cave permissible to walk, and only then does a 2,000 amos start. So why do you argue with me when it comes to a city? Amrulos, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Akiva, Ei Masai, when do we not consider the cave as his own residence, and therefore the 2,000 amos are measured from the spot of the actual Erev in the cave, Bizman She'im Ben Diurin, when nobody lives there? Or it's not fit to live in. It's too small, or there's holes in it, and a person wouldn't sleep there. But let's say the cave is fit for habitation, even though nobody lives there now. If somebody does put their Erev in the cave, they could walk in the entire cave, and then they have an additional 2,000 amos outside of the cave, because we consider the entire cave, like it's 4 amos, his personal area. Nimtza comes out, say the Chachamim, Kal tocha me'agaba, that inside of the cave is more lenient than on top of it. If a person puts an Erev inside the cave and it's fit for residence, they have 2,000 amos in addition to the area of the cave. But if a person puts an Erev on top of the cave, since they can't live there, it's not fit for residence, so all they have is exactly 2,000 amos from the spot of the Erev. Concludes the Mishnah, v'lamodei she'amru, this that the Chachamim said initially, or this that we've seen previously, that a person measures from where his residence is 2,000 amos, nosen lo apayim, even though the Chacham disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, that if a person puts their Erev in a cave, which is fit for residence, we consider that whole area as his actual space, and the 2,000 amos only starts outside the cave. Nevertheless, they agree to Rabbi Akiva, where a person measures his tchum from the place that he's standing, that all we give him is 2,000 amos, and more than that, shafilu sof midasu kala b'ma'ara, but if, let's say, his 2,000 amos concludes in a Me'ara, that is fit for residence, and a cave that's fit for residence, they would agree to Rabbi Akiva that they can't move any further than the spot that it concludes in the cave. They can't walk in the entire cave. It means if the Erev is in the cave, it extends their residence. But if the Tchum concludes in a cave, then the halacha is they don't have permission to walk any further than the spot of the actual Erev, maybe 4 amos around that, but that is all that they have. Wishing you a beautiful, successful, safe, and healthy upcoming day.